30 days after biting the head off of a bat, Ozzy Osbourne got himself into even more trouble in Texas when he needed to use the restroom. He chose the Alamo on this date, February 19th, 1982. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Ozzy was basically looking for trouble that day. He was wandering around San Antonio drunkenly in the middle of the afternoon among huge groups of tourists while also wearing the dress of his future wife Sharon, his girlfriend and manager at the time. She had hid all of his clothes after a night of binge drinking to try and ensure that he wouldn't go out unsupervised. He was arrested and released on $40 bond, posted by the concert promoter in time for Ozzy to take the stage later that night. The concert was also the site of a riot, not having to do with Ozzy's Alamo incident, but rather by fans unable to get into the sold-out show that threw rocks, and 24 fans were ultimately arrested. The combination of events would cause San Antonio City Council to ban Ozzy from ever performing again. 10 years later, he was pardoned after he donated $10,000 to Alamo Maintenance and Management. But did the incident in question even happen? The Alamo, a symbol of Texas pride considered to be sacred ground, and the Ozzy story have actually changed over time. First, that he went on the walls of the Alamo. Then the story was that it was actually a statue nearby. But in 2016, Ozzy and his son Jack went to San Antonio for an episode of their History Channel series, Ozzy and Jack's World Detour, and found the original arrest record, which was only for public intoxication. So it's very likely that the incident never even happened at all. It was a story that became a legend on this date, February 19th, 1982, when Ozzy Osbourne was arrested at the Alamo. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.